This past generation has often been called an age of terrorism. That perception may have begun 30 years ago this coming week when many Americans saw their first live television pictures of a terrorist. A man in Munich, Germany, had slipped a ski mask over his head to conceal his face, but he could not and did not want to conceal his machine gun or his bloodstained gloves. The man was a member of a terrorist gang that called itself Black September. He was prowling the balcony of housing block 31 of the Olympic Village, where he and seven other terrorists had slipped into the dark of the night to murder Israeli athletes. By the time the world saw the man on the balcony, Black September had already killed Moshe Weinberg, the Israeli wrestling coach, and weightlifter Joe Romano. They had tied up the other nine members of the team and said that they would kill them too, unless the German police gave the kidnappers an airplane to fly away with their hostages to a friendly Arab country. The men that they tied up and shot were more innocent than even innocent bystanders. They were not soldiers, settlers, or people caught in crossfire. They were weightlifters, wrestlers, and coaches. Now, because it was the Olympic Games, there was already a world of cameras in place at the scene. The Munich kidnappings became the first live televised hostage crisis. The world learned how live broadcasting could increase the velocity of events. The kidnappers said that they would shoot all the other athletes unless 236 Palestinians convicted of terrorist crimes were released from jail in Israel. The Israeli public clamored for an immediate answer. Israeli policy had always been to refuse the demands of any terrorist, but the Israeli public had rarely had to see so vividly that this policy could cost them the lives of their sons. Germany agreed to let the Black September kidnappers leave the country with the Israeli hostages, but only as a ruse so they could shoot the terrorists when they tried to board their airplane. But Black September shot first. They killed their hostages at point blank range and then threw a hand grenade into their midst. A blind gun battle broke out on a dark airfield. All of the athletes died, nine of the terrorists, and a German policeman. Now, it would be reassuring to believe that the crime of the Munich Olympics was so great that Black September became discredited, even among murderers. But in fact, they said they were delighted and convinced that the kidnapping made them for a day the most famous terrorists in the world. 30 years ago, the world saw in that masked man on the balcony how the blank face of terror can make mere infamy look like power.